So be honest. This is congregational participation time. Be honest. You will not hurt my feelings, I promise you. Huh? You came in, you were thinking, what were you thinking? Feeling words? You were happy. Raise your hand if you were happy to see this big pile up here. No one. Tony was like, woohoo! Why were you happy, Tony? No, or were you just joking? Because it's different, okay. You like different, okay. Anybody were kind of like confused? You don't have to raise your hand. I don't know, name some feelings. Yell them out. Be courageous now. Donna, what'd you think? You were just telling Dave. What? You didn't see it. Oh, okay. Check it out. Stand up if you don't see the big pile of junk in the front. Curious, okay. Wondering, what are these crazy pastors doing again? Oh, my gosh. It needs a banana peel. Yeah. So maybe, you know, the people at the Saturday service were saying, they're like, I'm worried, Pastor Aaron. This is really not Christmassy. But she then did notice that there is a manger in the middle. That's important. There's a manger in the middle. So check it out if you haven't got a chance. One thing that I think is also kind of meaningful about this big pile of junk up in the front. At the early service today, somebody was like, "Looks like you cleaned out my basement." I said, no, didn't clean out your basement, just ours. This is all stuff from St. Luke's. This is all stuff from our closets. This is all stuff from our back rooms and hidden classrooms and all the hidey holes that we stick all the crap that we don't know what else to do with. This is our junk. And we don't like to look at it, necessarily. But it's ours. And just like in the reading today, this is meant to be a sign, and it's meant to be provoking. It's meant to make us think and surprise us and maybe make us a little uncomfortable, and that's okay. That's okay. Because in this sign and in the text where Jesus is speaking to us in the temple, he's saying that all will be revealed. All the junk will be revealed. All the junk's going to come out. In fact, God already knows about all the junk anyway. And we can't hide it. Jesus doesn't hide the truth of the situation. He says, in this life, in this world, the junk is so immense that the heavens themselves will reflect the brokenness and the distress and the violence that is in the world. He says, there will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. And people will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. We cannot hide the truth of our situation. The heavens themselves reveal it. So the question is how do we perceive these signs? Jesus uses the example of the fig tree. He says, when you see the leaves growing on the fig tree, you know it's summertime. So he helps us to know, how do we perceive these signs? What does all this junk mean? When we hear of wars and fear and hardship and violence, what does it mean? It means we can't pretend like everything's okie dokie. We can't pretend like everything's okay. We can't pretend like we don't have messes in our house or in our lives. Can't pretend that we never get in fights or arguments or that we agree about everything all the time, because we don't. Can't pretend that we haven't had disagreements or arguments with people, even in the church or in our family. I mean, you just had Thanksgiving. Come on, right? You don't have to fake with me. It's okay, you know? Jonathan, Sharon, myself, Pastor David, you know, it's easy for us to get up in front and be like, yeah, everything's okay. How are you? I'm great. High five. You know, it's easy to pretend. But I got junk. Pastor David got junk. Jonathan got junk. Sharon got junk. We got stuff going on. It's not all smiles all the time. And I know you do too. Things aren't all hunky-dory. You don't have to pretend. That's what this is about. This is about not pretending that everything's fine, because it's not. So what does that mean? We're tempted when the junk gets dumped. We're tempted to get mad. Oh, Pastor Aaron. We're tempted to close our eyes. I don't want to see that, Pastor Aaron. I don't want to see it. We're tempted to try harder and harder and harder and harder to make everything just perfect, just perfect. My dad always wanted me to wear my Sunday best on Sunday morning. He was afraid. He said, "You are representative of the Warner household. You need to be tidy." We want to make everything under our control. We want to clamp down harder. We want to stack the closets more neatly. Hide more junk away. How many of you getting your Christmas decorations out were joyful to open the closet up and see all the crap that was in there? Excuse my language. I know, sorry, I didn't grow up with that being a bad word. So don't say that at home. Disclaimer. Sorry about that. But we're not. It's not fun. Every time we have a closet under our stairs and I go down there and I'm like, oh my gosh, why do we have all this stuff? Oh. Our junk is a burden. So how do we perceive the junk? Jesus tells us. He says we need a Savior. This pile here is, in my opinion, the most Advent thing to have on the chancel, because it tells us we need somebody to clean up our mess. We need a Savior. We need someone to be born there. We can't do it by ourselves. We're not going to raise us up by our own bootstraps. But the junk is a sign that the Savior is coming. In verse 28, Jesus says, when the junk happens, lift up your heads because your redemption is drawing near. When the junk happens, when you see these things taking place, when you open your closets and you don't like what you see, when you open the closets of your hearts and your lives and your relationships and you go, ah! When you open the closets of the newspaper and the front page on Facebook and you don't like what you see and you go, why is there so much hate in the world? And why do I not get along with the people who I love? When you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. That's what the sign means. The kingdom of God is near. That's what this junk means, is that a Savior is coming. So how do we react then when the junk gets dumped? We could blame people. We could start pointing fingers. You did this. It's these people, it's this group, it's those people. And we could be tricked into letting fear drive out love and hope. We could be tricked into saying, well, it's those people who are causing it, or those people. And fear of the other drives out what Jesus instructs us to do. In verse 28, he says, when you see these signs, stand up. Raise your heads. Take courage, he says. Let not your hearts be weighed down with fear and dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life. Don't let those things take control, he says. Pray, he says in verse 36. Be on guard. Be alert at all times. And so when the junk of life begins to threaten you, Jesus says, know that your Savior is coming and be on guard. And what do guards do? What do guards do? If you're guarding, if you're at your watch post, You're not playing your computer games on your phone. No. You're not taking a nap, hopefully. You're not taking a nap? No. You got your flashlight out. You're walking around. You're doing your rounds. You're looking at the computer monitors, checking out the cameras, checking the locks. You're active. Being on guard means you're active. You're doing things. So what does Jesus tell us to do? In Luke chapter 4, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And when Jesus sends out the disciples, he says, he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. So in the world, in our lives, get full of the signs of the times, what is our response? It's to double down on prayer and compassion. To double down on healing and helping. To stand up and raise our heads and say, there is a Savior in this world, and he is coming to take heart. So when we see the sign of the junk, it is a sign of hopefulness for us. For us, it is a sign of hope. During this season of Advent, you will have a chance to reflect then on all the places where you need Jesus Christ to be born in your life and in this world. And in your happenings, you should have received a piece of paper like this, and I would like you to get it out now. The instructions on the top, I invite you to read them, but you will have a chance now to reflect on your Advent sign. Your Advent sign, the junk that is in your world and in your life, in our world and in our lives together. And I invite you in a minute to take a minute to reflect on that, write something down, and I want you to crumple it up like the junk that it is, crumple it up. And then at offering, the ushers will bring around these blue waste paper bins. And look here. See, other people have junk too. And we're going to put them in these waste paper bins. And we're going to bring it right up here. And we're going to set it at the foot of the cross. Right where Jesus wants it. For him to be the Savior of it. For him to be born in the midst of it. So let's take a minute now to reflect on the signs of the times.